Page 49. Listening. Exercise 2. You are going to hear a report about a person who wants to be an elite athlete. Listen and complete the sentences using 1 to 3 words.
When you watch the Olympics or any top sports event, you see people doing incredible things. But how do they do it? Is it a talent they were born with? Or is it because they've practiced for so many years? This is a question even scientists don't know the answer to. But Dan McLachlan is an ordinary guy from Oregon, USA, who has decided to prove that practice is the key. At the age of 30, with no background in golf, he's turning himself into a professional golfer, competing with the world's masters. Just so you realize how far-fetched this is, let me tell you that golf is considered one of the hardest games in the world to master. There are plenty of experienced players who never get very good, and to excel at this sport, that's something most golfers can only dream of. So how is Dan, who's just a beginner, going to pull it off? It all started when Dan was looking for a way to change his life. Then he read about a new idea in the world of psychology. The idea is that whether you're talented or not, you have to practice for 10,000 hours if you want to become an expert at anything. It could be tennis, dancing, chess, or anything else. That's when Dan decided to quit his photography job. He would complete his 10,000 hours of golf in just 6 years by living on his savings and practicing 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. And that's exactly what he's been doing. Though it's relevant to sport, the 10,000-hour rule was first proposed by psychology professor K. Anders Ericsson while he was studying violinists at a music academy. Ericsson found that their level of success directly depended on the number of hours they had practiced in their lifetime. At age 20, every one of the elite violinists had totaled at least 10,000 hours of practice. Any performer who had practiced less simply wasn't as good. But all great sportspeople and performers start training as young children. Scientists are in the dark as to whether an adult with strong enough motivation and free time could become a virtuoso simply through years of practice. So what Dan is trying is something completely new, and that's why he's become a hot topic among researchers. They're keeping track of his progress closely, and so can you, by the way, if you have a look at his website, thedanplan.com. Meanwhile, after 2 years and nearly 4,000 hours of playing golf, Dan has improved tremendously. But the question will be whether or not he can become an elite golfer. Whether he makes it or not, Dan feels he can't lose. After all, it's not really about golf. He wants to prove that it's never too late to start something new. We can live our dreams if we explore all that life has to offer us.